It is the evening of October 7th, the National Trust, the APT and National Trust 2020 Joint Conference is finished. It has been a terrific year. This is my first year attending, obviously attending virtually, but I had an absolute blast at Hindsight 2020, Conservation, Disruption, and the Future of Heritage. For this Wednesday information video, I have taken all of the daily video updates I did regarding my attendance at this conference, my thoughts, some of the things I learned on each day, and I put them all together for you guys to review. Anybody who's involved with a Masonic temple or Masonic building, I encourage you to check this out and also consider signing up, joining APT and National Trust to have access to this really helpful and useful information. And next year, the conference, which knock on wood will be in person, will be past all this, is supposed to be in Washington, D.C., obviously a very Masonic city, and I'm hoping I get to attend that. Next week, I'm going to have a final video regarding the conference on Wednesday, and that's going to be me summarizing some of the things I've learned, or what I think is most valuable and can be most readily applied to our Masonic temples and Masonic buildings from the conference. But in the meantime, take a look at my involvement this past week. Some of the things I enjoyed, I gotta say, National Trust and APT, the Association for Preservation Technology, did a terrific job. The live streams were great. They worked perfectly. The presentations and the chats. They had a great virtual mixer trivia night on Saturday or on Monday. October 5th, which was terrific and very well done. The mobile app is absolutely terrific. Got it here somewhere. Let's see if I can pull it up quickly. Obviously, anybody who has tried to work a Zoom meeting knows that there's always going to be challenges when you're trying to do anything virtually, any type of meeting. And this was not just a meeting, but this was an entire conference that was run virtually. And they did an absolutely terrific job. Here's the, you can see it, it's reversed, but there's the mobile app. Messages were always up to date. You're constantly getting updates, and you're able to communicate and connect with people and maintain some excellent contacts. So another virtual conference I'm attending Saturday the 17th. I'm excited about. It's the Stoicon 2020 Stoicism Conference from Toronto. I think Masonry and Stoicism have a lot of connections and overlapping philosophies or overlapping ideas. And I think one can definitely learn from the other. So I'm looking forward to attending that conference. And in the meantime, check out these videos from this week. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and thank you to APT and National Trust for putting on a great 2020 virtual conference, #APTNT 2020. See you guys later. All right, it is the morning of October 1st, 2020. I am recording this from my home in Windsor, Ontario. How's it going? However, I am recording this because today is the first day of APT and National Trust 2020 Joint Conference. It's taking place virtually this year, so even though I am located in Windsor, Ontario, I am attending the conference, which is headquartered in Edmonton, Alberta. But for obvious reasons, all the attendees are attending virtually this year. As part of the Square and Compass Promotions attendance at the National Trust 2020 conference, I am going to be creating and leaving videos on my YouTube page with links on the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page every night from October 1st to October 7th, talking about some of the things that I've learned from the conference. I think that this is a great opportunity for Square and Compass Promotions to learn more about heritage properties and everything that comes along with that. And I think that will be a benefit not only to the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple, but to numerous Masonic temples and numerous Masonic buildings, many of which are heritage properties and important parts of the history. histories of their communities and regions. I'll show you guys. I've got up on my screen the homepage for the conference. The conference hashtag, which you'll be seeing Square and Comet Promotions use a lot this week, is hashtag APTNT2020. And we have our homepage up here. As you can see, I am logged in to the conference website. Got my schedule here, some things I've highlighted. One area in which I'm particularly interested and which I look forward to learning more about has to do with heritage documentation and preservation. There is a concurrent session on Monday, October 5th. Here it is. Evolving Documentation Strategies, Merging the Old and New. Many Masonic temples, including the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple, are home to very valuable historical documentation. In Windsor, masonry dates to 1854, Great Western Lodge. My Mother Lodge, Windsor Lodge, dates to 1883. The Masonic Temple itself, the current one, dates to 1921, and it is full of original minute books and account books and ledgers from those time periods. We should mention Gene Lotz, Brother Gene Lotz, former district historian for Windsor and for Essex, was instrumental in gathering and in organizing a lot of those documents, and he did an amazing job. But I do think it's always good to look at new ways to perhaps digitize them, preserve them for not only current Masons, but future Masons and the city itself. The city of Windsor, the county of Essex, it's a treasure trove of historical data about our region and the people who lived in it for, from 1854 to modern times. So I put a star beside that one because that's one I'm very much looking forward to. We have a concurrent session on decorative interiors. I show many pictures of the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple. It certainly has a decorative interior. It's very fancy. Jim Lawton has done excellent work in maintaining it. But again, it's all about trying to learn new information, trying to make connections to others who may have ideas and thoughts, which I can then take and present to not only the Windsor Masonic Temple, but also any Masonic building that's interested in developing these connections and learning a bit more and trying different things. Today, I'm looking forward to some sessions on global perspective on how oil heritage is valued, things like that. Again, this may not be directly related to Freemasonry or Masonic temples, but I think you never know how and when a new connection may prove valuable or beneficial. I think it's important that Masons and Masonry, Freemasons, excuse me, attempt to develop and grow as many connections as possible, because again, you just never know. I'm joining you guys again. You never know when it will come in handy. And so I'm very excited for this week and for learning a lot that I can assist Masonic temples and our Masonic brethren. I'll go back to home to show you guys more from the website. As you can see, it's Hindsight 2020. Conservation, Disruption, and the Future of Heritage. That is the conference theme. Again, that hashtag APTNT2020. I will say, I love traveling, so I'm sad we can't do it in person this year, but it is important that we stay safe. And one unexpected benefit is I can attend the conference in my pajamas, which is kind of nice. So there is that. Otherwise, I wanted to show you guys, appreciate this, the virtual grab bag that they provide us. I provide conference attendees, which, this I thought, Serving Modern Architecture Initiative. I thought this was a really interesting thing for Masonic buildings and Masonic temples, home to some absolutely gorgeous architecture. The Windsor Masonic Temple itself is the neoclassical style, so not so much modern architecture, but whether it's modern or neoclassical or dates to the 1920s, there is, as I said, always something to learn. And I'm very much looking forward to spending some time with the conference attendees, especially where is it here in this section. As you can see, it's coming soon, but I want to get a chance to make as many connections as I can with the attendees. I think these connections can only be a benefit to Freemasonry, to Square and Compass Promotions, and to the Windsor Masonic Temple. So make sure to check back to the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page every night from October 1st to the October 7th, where I will be leaving videos just discussing what I've learned that day and how much I'm enjoying attending the conference. And if you have any questions, leave a comment on this YouTube video. Hit the subscribe button, and thank you so much. And we are back. It is now this evening, 7:44 p.m. Here in Windsor, a couple hours earlier in Edmonton, where the conference is taking place. But it just finished for the day, and I had a terrific time getting a chance to be a part, be an attendee of the conference. I enjoyed checking in on the live stream regularly throughout the day. Going through the conference homepage, which I showed this morning, gathering more information and learning a lot about what to expect in the conference and what I was looking forward to. Wow, it's a dark picture. Well, here I am. One thing I really enjoyed, and it just finished, I mentioned it earlier this morning, were these sessions. Let me get myself out of the way here. These sessions, A Global Perspective of How Royal Heritage is Valued, Energy Heritage and Energy Transitions in Alberta, The Role of Histories, or in this case, particularly stories, and Reconstructing the Rig, Opportunities and Challenges in Reinterpreting Energy Heritage in a Public Museum, Royal Energy Heritage in a Public Museum. It goes back to what I said this morning, and this I think just reaffirmed it for me. There's always something to learn and always something that can be applied to Freemasonry and to Masonic temples, including the Windsor Masonic Temple, but just Masonic temples in general, and our buildings, even if it doesn't seem like it's a related topic. And I really enjoyed those three presentations, along with the discussion afterwards, which I highlighted, because they talk about things that I think are applicable to Masonic temples and Masonic buildings. They talked about the importance because it was about oil and energy heritage, so the Canadian Energy Museum Alberta, and how they attract individuals to learn more about energy production in Alberta and in Canada, really, and how other countries, how other groups and organizations work to preserve oil and gas heritage, the work that was done in the past, oil rigs and oil towns and all of these things that were such an important part of the history of Alberta, of Chile. There was an individual there from Scotland discussing it. And I think one thing I took away from it that I think is so important to Masonic temples, many of which have tours, museums. I'm thinking particularly of, Philadelphia. Masonic temple has has an amazing tour and museum set up. The Detroit Masonic Temple, right across the river from me. Even the Windsor Masonic Temple, Scoring Cubs Promotion, started working on tours of the building. They really emphasized in these presentations the importance of stories, of connecting, making it not just about the technology itself, the oil rigs, the drilling, making it not just about that, but about the stories, about the connections people have to that heritage, the jobs that they had, the work that they did, life in and around an oil rig for not only the workers themselves, but as the Canadian Energy Museum pointed out, it's about the workers, but it's also about their families who lived in towns that kind of were built up around these rigs. The First Nations groups that were kind of the first, really they were the first ones to use and to have knowledge about these resources when settlers came. And their stories, the connection of people to this and emphasizing the importance of people and how people related to the energy sector, as I said, in Alberta, in Chile, in these places. And making it, and I thought that was a really valuable insight because I think that's something where I've tried to do it a little bit with the Windsor Masonic Temple and with Smart Comes Promotions, but you can always do it more. Really emphasizing the personal connection that people have to Masonic temples, not just the Windsor Masonic Temple, but it could be Philadelphia, Detroit. I mean, these are places where people have concerts, people have attended concerts, they've met loved ones, they've gotten married, they've had school dances, they've had graduations, and gathering and promoting those stories, I think, is a really valuable insight that I gained. That it's yes, it's about the building. Yes, it's about the technology, but really it's about how people connect to it and the ways in which people connect to it. And whether that is energy and oil heritage, or whether that is Masonic temples, or really I suppose any building. But that is something that I took to heart. And I hope to talk to, I'm going to see if I can get in touch with the Canadian Energy Museum to discuss more on that topic, because I think it was a very relevant and very valuable insight that they shared. And I had a great time today. Like I said, because it is virtual, even though I'm sad I don't get to travel, I did enjoy spending the entire conference in my pajamas, so that's always a plus. I'm looking forward to more of the conference tomorrow. We'll have another video, which we'll post on the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page, the link to which, and it'll be up on YouTube. I'm hoping to use tomorrow to go through more of the mobile app to show you guys, continue reading the information provided in the conference. And yeah, check back tomorrow for another one of these videos. Thank you to APT and to National Trust for what was a terrific first day. And what I'm sure will be a terrific week. And actually, just sorry, before I go, one thing I wanted to mention, I thought it was kind of cool. I'm gonna bring myself back up. Although that, wow, it looked like I'm in a bunker somewhere. That is a dark picture. But one thing I thought was interesting that you guys might find cool is with all of the discussion on Oil Heritage, Canadian Energy Museum. I was going through my just some old files, some old papers, because I thought I had some, and it turns out I did. I had a lot of items from the Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers from when I attended a couple conferences in Ottawa, the Manning Networking Conferences. These are, I think, a few years old now, but I'm gonna hold this up to the camera. I think it's backwards, but it says there the facts on oil sands. So we can get that flipped around. Upstream, we got another one here. Not sure if it's a different year. Upstream dialogues. Even had somewhere, see if I can find it. actually one here, the Canadian Nuclear Factbook 2019, so that's a different type of energy production. But that was really interesting. And right here, I even had part of the oil sands from also from Canadian Association of Petroleum Producers. So I just thought that was a neat connection, and I wanted to show that to you guys. I will see you back here tomorrow. Right, and we are back for the morning of October 2nd. Nice fall day outside, and we are back for day two of the National Trust for Canada APT Joint Conference. If you guys didn't see it, I already posted a video from yesterday, which the link to which is on my social medias and particularly the Square and Compass Promotions Facebook page. And the video itself is uploaded onto YouTube. As I talked about yesterday, I had a great time at the first day of the conference, attending virtually due to obvious reasons, but it's still been a terrific chance to learn a lot, which I believe will assist Masonic buildings and Masonic temples and helps give us some ideas about moving forward. I particularly, as I mentioned yesterday, loved the plenary about oil and energy heritage. Museums in Alberta, Chile, different places in the world, and how they preserve and promote that heritage, even in what can be a politically charged climate. They're even talking about climate change and oil sands, and just how they promote that heritage from the oil towns that were built all throughout the 19th and the 20th century, to the technology that existed at the time, to the stories. And that's what I loved, and what I took away from it was it's important to preserve the stories of the people and connect the heritage, the energy heritage, to the people and the families that were a part of it, that lived in the oil towns, that worked in the oil fields, including, First Nations and women. So I particularly enjoyed the presentation by the Canadian Energy Museum, and I hope to get in touch with them and see if they're willing to discuss it more, perhaps even on the Square and Compass podcast. Today, I'm looking forward to another plenary. It just popped up on my phone because I have the mobile app, which I will show you guys in a second. Let's see if I can pull it up. Yeah, APTNT 2020, that's the hashtag. The message I received: all registered attendees can tune in to today's plenary, Oil Heritage and Energy Transition, at 4 p.m. So 6 p.m. my time of the world. I also wanted to spend some time on the mobile app itself, which I think is very cool. We got, I'll show you guys on the camera. Here's the mobile app through EventScribe. It's always backwards, but there you go. And you can see down below, I have the activity feed here and the messages. And yeah, this is the message I received this morning discussing the joint conference and the plenary today at 4 p.m. Mountain Time, which I cannot wait to take part in and see. It was a great day one. Looking forward to day two. And I'll be back again tomorrow, October the 3rd, to discuss more of what we've learned at this conference. It is October 3rd, Saturday, here in Windsor, Ontario. But once again, these videos are from Square and Compass Promotions as we attend the 2020 APT National Trust Joint Conference. The sessions I'm most looking forward to, or who is coming on Monday, October the 5th. But I do want to give you do this quick video to show you guys that I am still very much enjoying attending this conference virtually, getting the chance to learn more information about heritage preservation, heritage properties, and some ideas that can be used for promotion of Masonic buildings, Masonic temples, whether it be the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple, or really, I think, any Masonic building would benefit throughout the world could benefit from the information available at the conference. One thing I'm particularly looking forward to is networking with other attendees of the conference. The nice thing about this is you do get the chance to show other attendees your information on the website of the conference. I'll show you guys here. So this is, once again, the Hindsight 2020 National Trust, APT National Trust Joint Conference webpage, logged in over here, and this is the attendee section of the website. And here we see I've shared my information with anybody who wants to search it in this area. And I hope anybody who's attending this conference, who is watching this video, will take a chance to connect with me and Smart Coverage Promotions. We click on it here, you can see that I have got links to my main social media accounts. So Twitter, I'll load that one. As well as you can see here, actually we have day two, the most recent tweet, and then I'll be tweeting this one out shortly, this video out. Facebook. My LinkedIn account, my website, thesquareandcompass.ca, which hope everybody will check out. We have some of the most recent videos posted, including from today's visit to the downtown Windsor Farmers Market. And then it has information about Square Guys Promotions, including our YouTube link here and phone number. So anybody who's attending this conference, by all means, connect with Square and Compass Promotions. I'd be happy to hear from you and learn more about what you do. I could teach you guys more or tell you guys more about what Square and Compass does, about heritage properties like the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple, and perhaps we can learn from each other. Tomorrow is a day off from the conference, but Square and Compass Promotions will be posting our latest interview with Right Worshipful Brother Thomas Moffat. I'll call him Tom Moffat. He is a past district deputy grand master of, at the time, Windsor District, now Essex District. And he has a lot of valuable insights to share. That'll be dropped tomorrow at 6 p.m., as we do every Sunday. We've also had the chance to take part in an International Masonic Town Hall. We've had a chance to take part in a couple of them, which I'm very excited about. I'm looking forward to. And there's also some presentations that I really want to check out and attend in the coming days. There's one on the history of Freemasonry in India, which I'm going to see if I can't track down that poster right now. Here it is. A history of Freemasonry in India. That's happening Monday, October 5th, which I'm really looking forward to attending. And then my hope is I can do a podcast episode on this topic, perhaps an interview with the presenter, because I think it'd be a great chance to learn. You know, I know a lot about the history of Freemasonry in Canada. I know a fair bit about the history of Freemasonry in America. I even know a fair bit about the history of Freemasonry in United Kingdom and in England, but I don't know a lot about it outside of that, and this looks like a great opportunity to learn about the history of Freemasonry in India. So with that, we'll have, like I said, Sunday, where we're with Tom Moffat. We'll have this event happening on Monday, and then after 8:10, I hope to do a podcast on it. And then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll once again be having videos about Square and Compass's time at the APT National Trust Joint 2020 Conference. All right, thank you guys so much. Everybody stay safe. It is Monday, October 5th, back here in Windsor, Ontario, but getting ready for day number 4 of the APT and National Trust 2020 Joint Conference, the Association for Preservation Technologies and National Trust Joint Conference. Hashtag it's all on my socials. Hashtag APTNT2020. I've had a blast at the previous 3 days of the session, of the conference, I should say, but I'm particularly excited for today. We've got the opening ceremonies. We've got a lot of workshops and a lot of concurrent sessions, which I think will provide a lot of valuable information. I talked about this before, a lot of very valuable information to, or which could be used by Masonic temples. I'll be sharing this with my brethren at the Windsor Masonic Temple, the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple. But of course, any Masonic temple, any Masonic building may be able to benefit from the information provided. I'm also looking forward to maintaining or and developing some new contacts with some individuals who may have some ideas about heritage preservation, about maintaining and improving our Masonic structures, our Masonic buildings. One thing that I didn't talk about at the last video, but one thing that I really enjoyed, as we can know, it's always about thinking about new things and new ideas. Let's see if we can pull it up here, the agenda. On the Saturday, October 3rd, I actually had the chance to see some of the information from Workshop 3, Heritage Conservation and Carbon Reduction, the Climate Crisis and Moving Toward Net Zero Carbon. Got to see some of the slides, some of the presentations. And I thought that it was terrific. One in particular, they talked about technologies relating to windows and modifying windows to be more energy efficient so that they release, less heat in the winter. So your energy costs and the amount of energy that you're using goes down so that you are helping to promote sustainability. And I just got me thinking about, I tried to do a thought experiment even with the Windsor Masonic Temple alone. We got a picture of it here. You can see this is from my website. You can see all the windows that the Windsor Masonic Temple has alone. Then you consider that the Windsor Masonic Temple was built in 1921. The Detroit Masonic Temple, which has, I mean, trying to think of how many windows exist on Masonic temples. There's got to be millions, millions of them. The Golden Age of Masonic Temple. About 1870 to 1930, a lot of great Masonic temples built in the 1920s. And they were built at the time they were built. The Windsor Masonic Temple, in particular, was built with the latest technology. All of its ventilation systems and its work was considered state of the art. But state of the art in 1920 meant something very different than state of the art in 2020. Certainly, greenhouse gas emissions, heat conservation. It was not as, energy conservation was not considered as important. And just the technologies available are vastly different, as this presentation that I saw on Saturday demonstrated. So that's just one example of something that Masonic temples, Masonic buildings could perhaps be thinking about. How do we modify our buildings, whether it be the windows with new technology, or whether it be heating systems or any particular part of the building, how do we modify it with the newest technologies to be the most energy efficient, which in turn can not only do our part for the environment, but potentially have significant cost benefits down the line. So I really enjoyed that presentation. I'm looking forward to a lot of the presentations that we're going to be having today. It's all virtual, which, like I said, I love to travel, but I do enjoy being able to conferences in my pajamas. Particularly looking forward to the scavenger hunt, which I'm looking forward to trying that today. There's the leaderboard up there, but I'm going to be number one on that leaderboard by the end of the day. I'll have to take a break from the conference at 11 o'clock my time because we also have, our sporting conference is also attending presentation on the history of Freemasonry in India, which I think is going to be really cool. And that is something I want to share information with, or share information from, excuse me, from which I'd like to share information with Squared Coverage Promotion subscribers and viewers in the near future. But otherwise, it's going to be a day of attending virtual conferences and virtual symposiums and virtual concurrent sessions at the National Trust Conference. There's even a virtual mixer tonight, which I'm really excited about attending. And I hope to learn a lot from all of the presenters. I'm sure I will. The virtual mixer is later on in the evening, 8 o'clock my time. So I'm not sure when I'll get this video up. I'll either get this video up today and then do a new one tomorrow talking about the virtual mixer, or I'll just get this one up later on tonight. So thank you guys so much, and I will see you throughout this conference. Check us out on social media or Twitter or Facebook. For this, Square and Compass will be using the hashtag. We always use the hashtag Square and Compass, and also hashtag APTNT. And we are back, and as you guys can see, it's a lot darker here because we are finished another day at the APT National Trust Joint Conference, Hindsight 2020, hashtag APTNT2020, hashtag APTNT2020, and I had an absolutely terrific time today. It's funny, you know, attending virtually, I'm still pretty tired at the end of the day, perhaps because I just got a chance to take in so much information, a lot of which I believe will be of value to Masonic temples and Masonic buildings. I particularly feel like I got a lot of valuable information from this concurrent session, evolving documentation strategies, merging the old and the new. And really what this had to do with was documenting heritage structures themselves, the processes by which you document the structures, their architecture, their designs for future generations, and also looking at heritage buildings that may have been modified or changed over time and see if you can document or recreate their original forms, even if it's just in a model form. So I really enjoyed all of these sessions. I'm going to take us down. This one in particular, Constructing the Past Using Thomas Jefferson's Drawings to Model a Lost Dome, I enjoyed this one because there is a lot of talk and consideration that Thomas Jefferson may himself have been a Freemason, although to my knowledge, if somebody knows different, let me know, there's no actual confirmation of this. I also really enjoyed documenting Taliesin West, a case study for old school technology. In this case, it was really interesting because students from the University of Texas, and their professor discussed it, actually went out to a historical location and like reverse mapped it, basically, from what I understood. It's, you know, people are way smarter than me where they were describing it, but they, you know, reverse mapped it, they measured everything, and they did it using, as it says in their old school techniques, old school technology, the way it would have been mapped out when these heritage buildings were first being built. And then the last one here had to do actually with restoration of a painting from a famous painter, how they went about that. But what I really enjoyed about all of these was how applicable they could be and should be to our Masonic temples, especially the idea of inviting architectural students, design students in to model these temples, to map these temples, to share the construction techniques of our Masonic buildings and our Masonic temples with these students, with architectural firms, with professors. You know, I can just speak for the Windsor Masonic Temple. It is a neoclassical building, and when it was first built in Windsor, it was a really amazing feat. Much of it was considered state-of-the-art. The ventilation system was considered state-of-the-art. Thousands of people lined up just to see it being built. And I've been lucky enough to find the architectural designs, but I have also been lucky enough to bring in students to go through the building, go through the temple, archaeological and interior design students, and learn about it, and get the chance to see these designs and these features. And then take it one step further, I think it'd be really interesting to invite them out to complete projects on it as part of their schoolwork too, as they do in this case, use old school technology, see how they would have built it in 1921, the techniques that were available at that time as compared to what we have now. And obviously, going even further back to the time of Thomas Jefferson, there are many Masonic temples and Masonic structures that date to the time of Thomas Jefferson. How were they built? How were they designed? Can we make models from drawings of those temples that may still exist? So I got a lot of information, a lot of contacts. It's interesting, I asked at the end of the session if any of the presenters had any projects or completed any projects related to Masonic temples. While they all said no, one of the presenters actually said she was interested in doing so and had been hoping to reach out to Masonic temples. So I dropped her an email. Hope she responds because I would love to share some information with her, and perhaps she could use that to share with her students, and it could provide another example of historical and heritage properties and architecture in the in America and Canada and across the world, or around the world, I should say. I also really enjoyed attending the, where is it? The appropriateness of the historic urban landscape approach in the Mendemic world. What I enjoyed about this session is it had a lot to do and a lot to, it really discussed historic urban landscapes in the sense of tourism. But what it brought up, and I thought this was very applicable to Masonic temples and Masonic lodges, is a lot of places developed historic urban landscapes or attempt to maintain historic urban landscapes and the heritage properties within them as a way to attract tourism. And obviously, in the current pandemic world, tourism, the ability for people to travel and see these places, is severely curtailed. And how do they then continue to maintain historic landscapes and heritage properties without the revenues available from tourism? That is, I believe, quite applicable to many Masonic buildings. Many Masonic buildings, and rightly so, because they're so beautiful, and such wonderful venues, rely heavily on income from weddings, from large gatherings, from people visiting tourism tours in order to keep costs low for membership. Now that large gatherings are no longer feasible or no longer possible, how are Masonic buildings dealing with that situation and attempting to, look for revenues from other streams and other sources? I actually discussed this with the Norfolk Masonic Temple Association from Virginia, and I really enjoyed that. I thought that was a terrific discussion. I will try to make sure I throw the link up in the corner. So I hope you guys will check that one out. But it's funny how, I don't, maybe funny is not the word. It is, I think conferences like this are valuable because they remind us that the concerns, the challenges, and also the opportunities and the positives that Masonic temples have to offer, Masonic buildings have to offer, are appreciated and they're considered by individuals and groups in the architectural field, the heritage field, the tourism field, and there's room to work together within those fields in order to improve the standing of Masonic temples, even not just from Masonic buildings, even not just from a Freemasonry, membership, growing membership, although that's always a good thing, but just from the idea of protecting the heritage that is connected to a Masonic temple in a community. Many times a Masonic temple and building will be the oldest building in a community. There's a lot of heritage connected to it, and the Association for Preservation Technologies, the National Trust of Canada are excellent forums, excellent groups, and have excellent contacts to help with that. So with that, I'm going to leave you guys for the night. I had a great time today. I just left the APT, which is Association for Preservation Technologies Mixer. It was a virtual mixer, but it was terrific. They organized it very well. They had a great trivia night, so I enjoyed that. And I'm getting ready for tomorrow and another day of attending the virtual conference. And if you guys like this video, hit the like button, subscribe to this channel. We're posting videos all this week. And on Wednesday, I'll have my typical Wednesday information video. Might be a bit later, but it will be focusing on this week at the conference. Oh, and I mentioned earlier this morning, I did attend the History of Freemasonry in India virtual presentation, which was terrific. And I definitely want to do a podcast about that because it's a fascinating history and well worth an episode of the Scoring Companies podcast. With that, looking forward to getting some sleep and then coming back here tomorrow for more from the APT National Trust Joint Conference. It is. October 6th, Tuesday, October 6th, for the second to last day, the penultimate day of the APT, the Association for Preservation Technologies, the APT and National Trust Joint Conference, Hindsight 2020. Hashtag, as I always say, hashtag APTNT2020. Today's sessions, we started out this morning with a really interesting session. I'm really enjoying attending this conference once again virtually. Although I learned, and this is something I'm excited about, next year's conference, which I'm hoping to attend, is the information I'm gathering about heritage properties, heritage buildings, whether it be maintaining them, promoting them, researching them. The information I'm gaining from the conference, just attending virtually, and the connections I'm making have been amazing. But next year's conference, and knock on wood, we can attend in person. Next year's conference is headquartered or located in Washington, D.C. And as many, if you're a Mason, you're watching this, as you know, Washington, D.C. is a very Masonic city. There's a lot of Masonic history in Washington, D.C. So I definitely would like to try to make it to that conference if I could, get the chance to be there in person, both for the conference and the Masonic history of the location. Today's session, actually, one thing I found interesting, and this is something I'm not sure if there's a lot of, whether Masonic lodges or Masonic temples are doing this or not. If you are, I'd be very interested in learning more about it. Comment down below. But the first session this morning was, or the first plenary, Plenary 2.2, Indigenous Naming in Edmonton and Rethinking Territorial Acknowledgements, otherwise known as land acknowledgements, even described as a lot. Which got me wondering, you see a lot of territorial or land acknowledgements being done for the start of conferences. It seems like it's a pretty common thing in academia nowadays. But I see a university lecture that tends to pop up. I was wondering, are any Masonic lodges or Masonic temples engaging in land acknowledgments? I have been to Masonic events where they have started with a smudging ceremony of First Nations. A smudging ceremony. The last time I think was Thistle Lodge in Amherstburg held a special outdoor event on Boblo Island, which is located. So it's located in Amherstburg, it's located in Amherstburg, which is about 40 minutes from Windsor, and Boblo Island is areas right across. They had a outdoor lodge meeting. It was very well attended, and I remember it was called Masonry on the Frontier, and they started it with smudging ceremony and a First Nations drum ceremony, which was very cool. So I'm not sure. I know everybody has different opinions, I'm sure, about land acknowledgments and territorial acknowledgments. And I'm wondering if any Masonic temples or Masonic lodges are engaging in those, either for special events or maybe just a note at the start of the meeting, where the territory, the original territory on which they're meeting. Yeah, it's just a neat idea. So I'm curious about that. I know Masonry and First Nations actually have a long history together, more so than people realize. In my area, Windsor, Ontario, Chief Tecumseh was a Freemason. And we have a lot of very cool sessions happening today. Very much interested in these concurrent sessions here, diagnostics to see the unseen, decorative interiors, fancy stuff. If you've been to the Masonic Temple, the Windsor Masonic Temple, you know we've got a lot of fancy stuff. And adaptive energy buildings for energy and environmental quality. These are also on demand, which is nice. So I can watch the live streams or catch them later, depending on which ones I want to watch first. With that, we have one more day. I've had a great time being a virtual attendee so far. We have one more day tomorrow, finishing off with the closing ceremonies and the award ceremony. And then that's going to be the Wednesday information video. So I will put all of these videos together and do like a put them all up into one Wednesday information video, which I will publish Wednesday at 6, as I always do. And then next week, I'm going to try to do a more in-depth analysis of some of the key points from this conference and the most important elements, I think, for Masonic temples and Masonic buildings. And with that, I will see you guys later. October the 7th, and the last day of the APT, that's the Association for Preservation Technologies and National Trust of Canada 2020 conference, Hindsight 2020. Today is the last day of the conference, and I have had an absolutely terrific time attending. Obviously, due to current circumstances, they are holding the conference virtually this year, which we all understand why, but it's been terrific, nonetheless. It's my first time attending this conference at all, but the information provided about heritage buildings, heritage properties, and preservation of those buildings and properties has been terrific, and I definitely think will be of value to any Masonic temple. Certainly, the beautiful Windsor Masonic Temple. I'll be sharing this information with them, my home temple, but any number of Masonic As you can see, I am logged in to the conference website. Today is Wednesday, October 7th, but I want to talk to you guys about yesterday, Tuesday, October 6th. I had a great time attending the conference. I particularly enjoyed Diagnostics to the Unseen, these concurrent sessions. See if I can pull this up. So, oh. I'm a big believer, and I've talked about this before, in learning as much as you can, or trying to learn as much as you can about, and connect as much as you can with your home, if you're Mason, with your home Masonic temple, or I suppose if you're just anybody, you've got a historic property, find all the different ways you can connect to it and learn more about it. Sometimes that can be your historical research and going to the local library and looking up news articles from when your building was first built and important events that happened at your building. It can be exploring the space itself, just physically exploring the space with others. It can be sometimes a little bit more fun or unusual activities like paranormal research or ghost hunting, which we've done at the Masonic Temple a couple of times now, Windsor Masonic Temple. Or in this case, it can be using diagnostic tools and equipment to get a better idea and learn more about the building. And that's something I really enjoyed. I wrote down the tools that they use, infrared thermography, things of that nature. And I want to get in touch with some of the presenters, some of the facilitators, because some of this would be really fun, I think, to try it on the Windsor Masonic Temple, just to get another picture, another idea of the building, to find things that, are not automatically visible, especially with the infrared which I really thought was a really cool thing. I thought the pictures were really cool. To see buildings or to see portions of buildings scanned with the infrared thermography and what type of things they were able to discover in wood, old nails, just learn about how the building was built and where different, I don't know, just they learning how buildings were built, and they were able to tell things about the wood that was used in the buildings, what's left, what is, where holes are patched and where modifications were made. I thought that was really, really cool. The load testing of draped mesh concrete floors, I thought that was really interesting too. Actually, that got me thinking. I wrote down, I'm going to see if I can figure out what the type of floors used at the Windsor Masonic Temple. I'm assuming it was, because it was built in the 1920s, I'm assuming other Masonic temples built in and around that time, like Detroit, for example, would have the same type of floors. So is it a low, is it draped mesh concrete floors? It sounded like, based on the presentation, that it would be. So I'm curious about that, and also if it is, what type of load testing was done at the time? It's just interesting to think about how they were going about building the Masonic Temple in 1921, and what they were considering. So I had a great time at these sessions. I'm very much looking forward to today, where, like I said, it is the last day. So I'm sad to see the conference coming to an end, but I've had a great time. Particularly looking forward to this session here, Intensification Heritage, its impact and integration challenges. This one looks basically heavy stuff. It's all about stonemasonry, obviously, but as a Freemason, I may want to swing by and check this out as well. Tonight, we are going to be, oh, and this evening, we've got, at the very last day, the very last portion of the day, the APT Awards event. The Windsor Masonic Temple was honored to have applied for a Cornerstone Award through National Trust. While we didn't win, we were shortlisted, which was something we're very much honored about, and congratulations to the winners. Tonight, for my Wednesday information video, I'm going to taking all of these APT National Trust Joint Conference updates and putting them all together so it's convenient, and you can watch them all tonight at 6 p.m. So tonight, October 7th at 6 p.m. And next week, I'm going to have a more in-depth analysis of some of the things I've learned and how I think that those things can be applied to the Windsor Masonic Temple, to Masonic buildings in general. So if you have any questions, leave them down in the comments below. I'm looking forward to another terrific day of the conference. The hashtag you see on my socials, #APTNT2020. And like I said, it's been a blast. I've had a great time. It's definitely the most comfortable conference I've ever attended. I don't get to attend a lot of conferences entirely in my pajamas, so that's quite nice. I suppose I don't even need to wear pants to this conference if I didn't want to. But I am, I promise I am. But thank you guys so much. And check back at 6 p.m. for all of the videos we've done so far on our Wednesday information video. And then check out next week for an update, and a summary of what I've learned and how I think it can be applied. Thank you guys so much.